Around the time that my wife was born, her mother bought a children's book. It showed photographs of a doll and a teddy bear having adventures. But my wife's mother decided not to give that book to her daughter, maybe because of something unsettling about the way the dolls were posed. That children's book was one of the Lonely Doll series. From the 1950s to the 1980s, many girls did grow up with them, including Jean Nathan.
The one I knew was called The Lonely Doll, and it was actually the book that I learned to read with.
When Jean Nathan became an adult and a journalist, she began researching those books, and she learned a disturbing story about the author and photographer, Dare Wright. Nathan's findings are in a biography called The Secret Life of the Lonely Doll.
The photographs that Dare Wright used to illustrate the book were so tremendously detailed. She set up these sort of tableaus, and there was so much to look at, and perhaps because they were photographs, there was sort of an illusion that these were real. In other words, that actually in the world of this book, a doll and two teddy bears are alive.
And that's what you see. You actually see these dolls posed in different ways.
That's right. And a child's imagination sort of transforms her into someone. And I actually thought she was a real little girl.
I'm looking here at the cover of a book that's been in my wife's family for some time called Edith and Big Bad Bill. And the cover shows this doll, and she's wearing winter clothes, very nicely dressed up, but she's been gagged and tied up to a tree.
When this project began, I only knew about the Lonely Doll, and during my research, I learned of the 18 other books that Dare did, and was quite amazed to come across Edith and Big Bad Bill. For the very reason that you describe, it's quite amazing that this would have been a book for children. I think that this brings us to sort of what I discovered when I was doing the research about Dare's life, that all of her stories turn on aspects of her own childhood, the fears of punishment and being abandoned that Dare had in her own childhood that then came out in these children's books.
Who was this author, Dare Wright, on the surface?
She was an extraordinarily beautiful woman who had grown up in Cleveland, Ohio, and come to New York after graduating from high school there and tried her hand at being an actress. She was too shy for that, and then later worked as a model, although I think she was in some ways too bright for that. And she became far more interested in what the photographer was doing than what she was asked to do as a model, and worked for several years as a fashion photographer before tripping into these books, which then became her life and career.
And she showed herself to be an extraordinarily talented photographer with these lovely pictures, and yet there are hints of a very disturbing story that begin to come out.
That's right. As it turned out, Dare's parents had divorced when she was three, which was quite unusual in that day, which was 1917. And she had been also a sort of a double divorce, because it was decided that Dare's father take Dare's brother, who was her older brother by 2 years, and Dare's mother, whose name was Edith Stevenson Wright, took Dare. And I think that that was sort of the central trauma of Dare's life, losing both her father and her brother as a young child, and was something that stayed with her throughout her life.
What was her mother's relationship to Dare Wright as she was growing up?
Well, I think her mother, the dissolution of the marriage was quite difficult, and I think that when she and Dare came to live in Cleveland, it was as if Edie, as her mother was known, constructed almost a private relationship with her daughter, shutting out the world, and even in Dare's childhood, what would become a very unwholesomely close relationship had already begun.
What do you mean, unwholesomely close?
She basically co-opted her daughter and viewed her more as someone to admire her than as a child with needs of her own.
She never married?
She never married. Her mother sort of liked their universe of two and wanted to keep things that way.
Was it that Dare Wright did not want to get away from her mother, or that her mother wanted to do whatever was necessary to keep Dare Wright in place?
I think it was a little of both. I think that they had become so dependent on one another that neither one of them was prepared for Dare to move on with her own life. And in fact, she really never did.
There's a lovely photograph here, a couple of photographs from from your book, and one of them shows Dare Wright, this very delicate blonde woman, hunched over her camera, and then there is another photograph of a little blonde doll hunched over another camera.
That's right. Dare transformed the doll. The doll looked like a baby doll in her first incarnation, and Dare took this doll and made her look very much as Dare did in the early 50s, a high blonde ponytail and gold hoop earrings. And Dare was working out many of the things that troubled her through these stories. And what's interesting is that I think the reason that the books worked so well for children is, in a sense, they were written by a person who was a child herself.
The biography of Dare Wright was written by Jean Nathan. She's a journalist in New York City, and the book is called The Secret Life of the Lonely Doll. In recent years, some of Dare Wright's books have gone back into print, and some photos from the Lonely Doll books at our website, npr.org.